You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let us begin with top news from industry. Adani Group said that it has improved its debt metrics as it has repaid loans aggregating $2.65 billion to complete a prepayment program to cut overall leverage in order to win back investor trust post the Hindenburg report. The company said in a statement, quote, "The group has made a full prepayment of margin-linked share-backed financing totaling $2.15 billion before 12th March, well in advance of the 31st March 2023 timeline. The promoters also prepaid $700 million debt taken for the Ambuja Cement acquisition. The prepayment was done along with interest payment of $203 million," unquote. The conglomerate also stated that the promoters completed a secondary transaction with GQG Partners of $1.87 billion, rupees 155 billion, for four key listed entities. Adani Group has lost $145 billion in market value after U.S. short seller Hindenburg Research released a report in January alleging accounting fraud and stock price manipulation at the group. The Adani Group had denied all allegations and is now working on a comeback strategy. Moving on to economy, as the Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee is all set to begin its three-day meeting on Tuesday, economists and experts said that the central bank is expected to continue the pause on June 8th and keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. The second bi-monthly monetary policy meeting for fiscal 2023-24 will be held from June 6 to 8th, and RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das will announce the outcome on June 8th. Shishir Baijal, Chairman and Managing Director, Knight Frank India, said, quote, "In its upcoming MPC meeting, we expect the RBI to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%, continuing with a pause as inflation, supported by statistical base, has moderated and will likely remain so. This provides enough support for the RBI to keep its key policy rate unchanged," unquote. India's consumer price index inflation eased sharply to 4.7% in April 2023, coming under the RBI's upper tolerance limit of 6%, and this signals further rate hike pause of rate cut from the RBI. In another news related to industry, leading business conglomerate Aditya Birla Group on Tuesday said it is foraying into the branded jewellery retail business with an investment of 5,000 crore rupees. The new venture, Novel Jewels, will build large-format exclusive jewellery retail stores across India with in-house jewellery brands, a statement from Aditya Birla Group said. Aditya Birla Group Chairman Kumar Mangalam Birla said, "This foray is a strategic portfolio choice that allows to tap into new growth engines and expand presence in the vibrant Indian consumer landscape. The company aims to tap the growing demand for design-led, bespoke and high-quality jewellery in the country. With this, Aditya Birla Group will compete with the leading business houses such as Tata Group, which is a leading branded jewellery retailer operating in the segments with brands such as Tanishq. Besides, billionaire Mukesh Ambani-led Reliance Industries has also a presence into the segment through Reliance Jewels, which is controlled by the retail arm of the group. Meanwhile, a continued shift in consumer behavior and evolution of the business ecosystem will underpin the growth of India's internet economy from approximately $175 billion of consumption in 2022 to about $1 trillion by 2030, according to a report titled The Economy of a Billion Connected Indians, released by Google, Temasek and Bain & Company today. Based on surveys of consumers and investors, as well as analysis by Bain & Company, the report shares insights into the key sectors of the internet economy driven by digital consumption such as e-commerce, online travel, food delivery, ride-hailing and more. The confluence of three crucial forces, digital-seeking behaviors among internet users in Tier 2-plus locations, the digitization of large traditional businesses along with a growing startup ecosystem, and the success of India's homegrown digital public goods, or the India Stack, has positioned the internet economy for acceleration. The report highlights that the contribution of the internet economy to India's technology sector is set to expand from a present 48% to 62% in 2030, while its share in India's GDP will increase from 4 to 5% to nearly 12 to 13%. Lastly, benchmark indices ended flat on Tuesday, The NSE Nifty 50 settled at 18,599 and BSE Sensex at 62,792.88. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty rose 62.90 points or 0.14% to 44,164.55. Nifty Auto jumped 159.25 points or 1.09% to 14,729.50, and Nifty Realty surged 5.85 points or 1.19% to 498.40, while Nifty IT tanked 549.70 points or 1.88% to 28,689.05. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were Ultratech Cement, Divis Lab, Kotak Bank, Grasim and Tata Motors, while the losers were Tech Mahindra, Infosys, TCS, Wipro and ONGC. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.